Hey, Potters, and welcome to episode 138 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Wave to all of the fun people over at Fan Expo this weekend. Unfortunately, we cannot be there.
Because it's too freaking expensive!
Well, not just expensive, but, you know, you have work, things that you need to get done. And for me, this is the first weekend in a long time when I haven't had to do anything. So I had to get all of the other stuff done that I've been putting off because I've been out of town or taking exams or doing my second job or something.
And it's expensive.
It is certainly more expensive than it used to be.
Yeah.
And of course, you guys want to see our discussion about convention pricing and batch pricing, you can see our previous episode that we recently just did on that topic.
You can search for it on YouTube. It's really easy. I got everything tagged.
Yep, YouTube, and our website actually has a searchable index. So you can actually just search our list of episodes now.
Oh, man.
We're so good to you guys.
We really are. We're on top of our crap.
Our craft or our crap?
Both.
Or both.
Both. Most certainly both.
I don't want to be on top of my crap. That's stinky.
Have you seen the crap behind me? I've got plenty of it to be on top of.
All right. Let's start with cosplay updates. Because yay, we've been working fast and furiously on cosplay because Akon.
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
I haven't had time. I honestly haven't had time. I've been pulling like 50 to 60 hour shifts every week at work. And that's not including my drive time, which is 2 to 3 hours sometimes every day. I just don't have time. Plus, I'm on a huge run of game reviews right now because I'm working for a publisher for an online magazine. And March has been like video game release month. Quite literally, everything awesome has been coming out this past month. So every Tuesday, I've been getting a new game and I've just been having to bum rush through it. So I have no cosplay updates other than I'm trying to sell some things. So if you guys are looking for some new costumes, some of them are stretchy, so multiple sizes can fit them. I even have kimonos. I have fun Ren Faire dresses. So check out my Facebook page. I would love the space back, please. I've got even award-winning costumes in this mess. So please buy them from me. I don't want them anymore. Take them, please. All right, your turn, Amber.
All right, then. So my cosplay progress is not next to me. It's actually sitting on my table over yonder, drying.
Yonder?
Yes, yonder. I use that word very purposefully and very specifically, precisely. Yes, for maximum effect.
There you go.
But I cut out the lining, the actual lining to Pyrrha's corset out of the duck canvas that you left me from the last time you gave me a corset pattern.
Yay!
So that it will be nice and stiff and hopefully I don't have to use boning because I really don't feel like doing that and don't feel it necessary. And I cut out the lining. The not the interlining, but the lining. Out of the fabric that I was originally going to use for the corset and just realized that it's way too dark. Like, way too dark. So I'm going to have to purchase new outer fabric. But that's okay. We can do this. So at least I've got the inner lining and the lining cut out. I did the patterning for Athena's corset because that's another costume I would like to have done for Akon because summer and halter dress are two things that go very well together. So I did that. I pretty much finished all of my patterning for Pyrrha, period. I did all of armor patterning and cut all of that out too. And I'm in process of molding it all together. And I need to start working on the shield and I'm almost done. I have one more kneecap that I have to carve with the Dremel, which has made my floor very charcoal colored because, yeah. Foam when sanded down makes a lot of dust, kids. Dust that you really don't want to inhale. I blew my nose and it came out charcoal color.
Oh.
Because I had inhaled some of it. I mean, I wear a respirator when I sand. I do it for safety, so I wear it. But it's when you take it off and then have to vacuum or sweep it all up and some of it gets into the air and then you inhale it and then you blow your nose and it's charcoal colored. So yeah. So I did that. I'm experimenting with the technique for the necklace because whenever everybody makes the necklace, it always bunches up because they make it out of fabric that bunches up whenever you bend and the necklace follows the curvature of her bust. So of course the fabric wrinkles up whenever people like nod or move their head. And so I'm trying to fabric wrap foam because foam does not wrinkle. And then glue it to a fabric backing so that it looks nice and smooth, but it's still flexible enough not to kill me. It's a gorget, not a choker. Does not choke me. So yeah, I did that. I did a fit of the pattern just to make sure it still fits me before I'm actually cutting stuff out. And it does. So I'm now actually starting to cut things out for reals. And that's pretty much what I've been working on for the last 2 weeks when I haven't been doing other things for my job, because I also mentor kids last weekend, and that's what I spent my weekend doing instead of working on cosplay. I mean, it was rewarding, don't get me wrong, but I gotta make progress really fast because Akon.
Progress.
Yes. And I caught up on Cosplay Melee, which we will be talking about later in the episode, and I also downloaded the Cosmunity app for my phone, which we will also be talking about this episode. So lots of things cosplay this weekend. I kind of neglected some of my other adult chores, which I really need to get done as well. Getting groceries and repairing some things and laundry. Yeah, but I worked on cosplay instead and took a nap.
Nothing wrong with that. Doris, I'm concerned, that's a win.
Yeah, that is a win in my book as well. Gotta take them while you can get them, kids.
Right. Enjoy those naps.
They're not easy to get a hold of.
Nope.
I still have to fiberglass. I have mostly assembled Milo. The binding bolts were too big. They were too thick for the holes that I drilled. So I'm going to use standard screws. Unfortunately, I do not have any flathead screws, so they protrude out right now. So I need to go and get some flathead screws so that they're flat against the body of Milo. But it, for the most part, it does exactly what I wanted it to do, engineering-wise. All of the parts move the way I needed them to.
Cool.
Now, I do need to fiberglass one portion of it because I had to use cardstock for one of the sliding portions. So I have to wait until it's not humid outside, because for those who don't know, humidity can actually retard the drying of fiberglass. Moisture is not good for fiberglass. And it's been raining constantly out here for the last 2 weeks, which is great for the ground, not so much for my cosplay. So, you know, I have to wait until Mother Nature cooperates with me, because even inside my apartment, it still gets humid whenever it rains outside. Only so much you can really do with that. So fingers crossed, next weekend it's not supposed to rain, because it's the opening weekend of Scarborough Fair. So next weekend, hopefully I can fiberglass this while it is actually decent weather outside. Fingers crossed.
As long as I don't wash my car, you should be okay. And I haven't had a chance to for like 3 months now.
All right. That's the end of cosplay updates. Yay! All right. Shall we get started with our app review?
Yeah, let's do that. You do your thing. I'm going to see if I can try to load it up on my side. I probably can't. Because I got to remember my password. I don't remember what password is.
All right. So if you go on the Google App Store, as you will, you can download the Cosmunity app for free.
Boop. Here we go, kids. Nice, clean, shiny. Oh, look, you can see my face. How dare you?
Now, when you first sign up for Cosmunity, you have the option to sign up with either your email or your Facebook account. So you can pick which one. If you do Facebook, it will try and import your Facebook contact to your friends list, and may or may not try and also invite your friends to download the app as well.
Oh, gravy.
So it can be a little bit intrusive in its marketing. I know that they're trying to, you know, cast as wide a net as possible and say, oh, let's make us all a cosplay community. But just do keep that in mind, that when you sign up using Facebook, it's probably going to ping all of your friends to go join Cosmunity. And likewise, once you have signed up, the very first thing it will ask you is if it can use the contacts on your phone. If you do that, it will ping your friends to join Cosmunity, all of the contacts in your phone. So do bear in mind that if you use your phone and have work phone numbers on it, you may not want to use that option. You know, fine and good if all that's on here are your friends, but it's also going to ping your family, your coworkers, colleagues, anybody else whose phone number you have in here. So do keep that in mind. So when you first open Cosmunity, the very first thing that opens is your feed. This is basically an event.
Boop. All right, can I get this without the weird glare? Weird glare, weird glare. Oh, it's there. I'll take nice photos.
There you go.
It's a little bit better. Okay.
So more or less what Cosmunity is it's kind of a Facebook-like app specifically for cosplayers.
It's kind of this weird merger of Instagram and Facebook, especially with the way the layouts are set up. It's very Instagram friendly.
Yes. So it is a feed mostly made of pictures, but there are a few text posts in here, mostly pictures of various cosplayers who have joined Cosmunity. So whenever people finish a costume, have progress photos, you know, have cosplay ideas, generally those will get posted here on Cosmunity and they will show up in your feed. Now, your feed has two different options. You can either only look at the people you are following, which you have to explicitly specify who you are following, or what's popular. And generally they'll rank those by the number of likes or favorites in this case, and or the number of comments on the picture. And in addition, on that same page where you have your feed, you also have an option called shop. And this is where people can sell full costumes, portions of costumes, commissions, that sort of thing. It's more or less like the marketplace on Facebook or something like an Etsy. And you can go through and, you know, there are pictures of what they're selling here. And you can go through and...
There you go. It's gotten a lot bigger than what it used to be because I started out on this app when it literally was days old. And they had things like some people had hoodies, some people had t-shirts or like homemade scarves and stuff. A lot of the content that I've been finding in the shop now has been prints. And if there are geeky things, it's very comic book oriented. So I think that's probably another, it asked me if I wanted help. No, I don't want help, but thank you anyway. it's very comic book oriented. So I think that may scare away people who are not really big into comic books. But I think when the app becomes popular enough and it starts expanding its reach, we'll see more people and it won't be so restricted. So that's just, you know, the nature of the beast.
Indeed. And when you go to shop, there are reviews available. Looks like most of these do not have any reviews on them.
Right.
Kind of similar to eBay, you can rate the seller based on your transactions. One thing to improve be that each one of these only has one photo. There are not multiple photos of the product showing the various angles and aspects and perspectives of said product. You only get, you know, the one best shot, as it were. But it's a fairly wide variety. Most of these are prints. For now, it looks like there aren't very many costumes or costume pieces in here. So that's the shop option. And you can search if you're looking for a particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the activity tab in here is where you can make your posts. What's going on, progress you've made, new photos of costumes that you're working on and or have worn, that sort of thing. It's very Facebook, Instagram-ish. So fairly straightforward.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about this is that if you've even just not even dabbled in Instagram, if you open Instagram like one or two times, it's very similar interface. So it's very easy to pick up and it's kind of intuitive. I like that it's easy enough to swipe up and down. It doesn't require a whole lot of button pressing to get what you want. I'm a big fan of the popular feed because one of my biggest critiques of Instagram right now is that things are so limited and they have a lot of algorithms running in the background that restrict what you're seeing. At least with the popular tag, you can see everything. You've got access to new people this way. It's not just the people that you're following. It's everybody who posts anything. So that's kind of cool. And it gives you the opportunity to meet some really new and cool cosplayers this way.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm mistaken. The tab is called post, not activity. But it's, yeah, activity. Your, it's your activity that you are posting.
And it now gives you a suggested friends list. Mm-hmm. That's new.
Now, this is probably my favorite feature of the app, is the events tab. If you allow it to have your location, which means it's going to use your GPS on your phone, then it will give you local events that are coming up. If you don't, there is still a popular tab where it will show you popular events that are coming up. It's not limited to your area. It'll be around the United States is what it looks like for right now.
There you go.
And so it will show you basic info about the event if you tap on it. So, for example, I just tapped on Dallas Comic Con Fan Days, since that's this weekend. And it will show you a basic, you know, when it starts, when it stops, where is it located, mm-hmm. here's the link to the page, and then a short description of what it is. And it will show you if Cosmunity is going to be there, as it has a little check mark next to the Cosmunity icon. And if you're going to attend, you can let people know that you're going to be there by tapping the attend button. So basically you can see where your friends are going to be if they're going to be attending a particular con in your area. But it's nice to kind of have that option. It may describe cons that maybe you didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then, of course, there is the Me tab, which should be fairly self-descriptive.
Yeah.
M-E, not M-I-I. This is not Nintendo.
Me. Yeah. I'm taking lots of screenshots. I'll be posting them along with our review of this. Not to worry, guys.
So the Me tab is all about you. It's your profile. You can put your photos up there. It's where you have your display name that you can edit if you don't like what you originally signed up with. It does have sales, so that if you wish to put up items for sale of your own, that you can put them there. The only thing that I dislike, or I can't really say I dislike, the one thing I'm suspicious of is that you can link your PayPal to your account, but I don't know how secure that is, because this is a third-party app connecting to PayPal. And before I give anybody my PayPal information, I would really like to know, you know, as a security audit, how safe is this? You know, is it encrypted? Does it use good encryption? Do they protect my information in storage and in transit? Should something happen, are they going to let me know that they were breached? You know, that sort of thing. So just be really cognizant before giving any app that is not like your bank or PayPal your financial information. Just be careful. That's all. But otherwise, everything seems very well organized. I am very fond of the fact that it does not have ads, for which I am very grateful. No, seriously, too many apps nowadays have ads that cover the screen or cover vital buttons. So it's very nice. The interface is not always intuitive when you're trying to change back and forth between sets of items, because from the main screen where you have, you know, the feed, the post, the events, the Me tab, the things we just talked about, if you swipe to the left, which you don't really think to do, but if you do swipe to the left, it has a list of your contacts. And it has a list of your Facebook friends, if you do choose to link your Facebook to it. And it has a chat option, so you can chat live. It's like a messenger app, but within Cosmunity. And you can send invites from this screen if you wish to invite other people into Cosmunity. So it's not the most intuitive thing. If it had kind of a transparent button with an arrow pointing left so that I would know to swipe that way, that there was more stuff, I think that would be helpful. And if you swipe to the right, which again, not intuitive, nothing telling me there's stuff to the right, but if you do, that's where they have their actual chat box. So you can add contacts from within there and then just start a new chat. So that is pretty much Cosmunity. Mine says there was a void and the silence was deafening. Luckily there were options, because I have not added anybody to my Cosmunity. And part of the reason for that is that I do have some, you know, family contacts that I do not wish to involve in Cosmunity on my phone. And so this is probably not something I wish to keep on my phone, because it will try and grab my family contacts. But for others, you know, this is a good start. It's not the most polished thing in the world, but then again, they're not Facebook with millions of dollars and an entire squad of devs behind them. So I think that they're definitely getting there. Some good options. As Val said before the show, I think it would be nice if they had a few more bells and whistles if it was just a little bit more polished. I would like the transparent buttons or the transparent panel so that you know that there is more content left and right, so that you know to swipe there. I would like the option to post multiple photos whenever you're selling things so that other people can see.
That would be a big, big plus, because right now, and my biggest thing with the selling thing is, one, because Amber had already mentioned this, is that we don't really know what the security is behind it. I've checked on their website and it kind of gives a vague idea. I'm tempted to email them and ask, you know, can you give us your full rules about the security behind this? Because I don't feel very comfortable handing out PayPal information if I don't know what security is behind it. I mean, point blank. But also the fact that you're very much limited in the amount of text you can use. Like, there is a character limit.
Like, so Twitter.
It's a little bit, I think it's maybe a couple of words longer than Twitter based off of what I've posted so far.
It's probably 150 characters.
Something like that, yeah. And that includes hashtags too, which is even more annoying. So you have a very quick description of the item, and then you have to make multiple posts underneath it if you need to add more detail. And it's just like, that seems kind of like a giant hassle. And again, because you don't have all this description, you don't know what the seller's policies and rules are, you don't know what the shipping information is, it's just opened up a huge ball of wax. It's just, it doesn't feel ready. And particularly this app just doesn't feel like it's the right place to be selling stuff. I think a community needs to be built up first before we start moving into a marketplace. So that's my biggest gripe.
Because I think the marketplace would help build some of the, but it's also competing against Facebook Marketplace.
And Etsy, and Store Envy, and all these other geek places that people are already shopping at.
And if you're going to do that, you need to have something that sets you apart from them. And having a shorter character limit is not the kind of thing you want setting you apart from them.
Now, if it were me and if I posted something on this, if I happen to have a PayPal account, it would just be, visit my page. Here's the link for more details. Because you can't actually link in here and it'll open up a new window. So.
Not to mention, it seems that PayPal is your only option mm-hmm. for payment. So that if you don't have a PayPal account, or you do not wish to have, you know, your transaction PayPal, say if you want to do credit card, you don't have that option. And lastly, I would like to know their policy on disputes. Say, you know, there are trolls on the internet. We know this. So if somebody decides to go trolling you on your review page and just give you a whole host of one-star reviews for nothing, what is their policy on disputing those? You know, how can you get that taken care of? Because obviously when people go shopping on any platform, reviews are one of the very first things they look at. And if you have a poor review rating, they're going to go past you. So that's important too, is maintaining your reputation.
And yeah, my only other frustration is, and I wish that they would do something about this, is, and even I was stupid enough to unblock it just so I could see if it still did this, and it still does, is that every time you log in, it prompts you for your contact list and to link your Facebook account. And the first version of this app, even after I said, please do not ask me that question anymore, even on subsequent tabs, it would continue to ask me. I actually had to break into the program itself in my settings on Android to block all of that. So that way it can't have access to my contacts, can't access my camera, it can't access squat on my phone except for the memories because it needs to be stored there. That's uberly annoying and that needs to be addressed immediately because there are just some of us who don't want to do that. We're not going to spam our family and friends, whether it be on our personal contacts list or through Facebook. I mean, and I think the app needs to respect that.
So that's my no, other. It needs to be no.
Yeah. When I say no the first time, I really do mean no the first time. And there are options to go back and actually add your friends list if you want to. And I think that needs to be respected. So that's something I think the developer should definitely look into, because no definitely means no. As far as I'm concerned, you do not need to have access to my contact list ever.
Yeah, if I wish to add contacts, I will do so.
Exactly.
I understand that it's convenient. I'm thinking that most people probably have contacts that should not go into Cosmunity. And some people may not even think about it. If they say, oh yeah, we'll just allow all the contacts, your coworkers go into that list, it's not going to be a happy day.
No, definitely not.
So please, I understand that it's free and that this is kind of your marketing and such, but You know, now that I think about that, I'd really like to know about their data gathering policies. What do they do with the data they gather through the app? Where is it stored? What is done with it? How is it secured? Because your contacts list can be a very valuable thing. I can tell a lot about you based on who your contact list is and the internet. So there you go. That is our review of Cosmunity. Good start. Needs improvement. Constructive criticism, of course. All right. Cosplay Melee.
This is all like the reviewing episode.
It is. Well, this still is very, very relevant to cosplay.
Very much so, yes.
Because this is pretty much the first... Cosmunity was the first real cosplay community app.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's got a lot of great potential to it. So I know it's going to grow, and I know it will get better over time. So like this initial run is good. Has some work to be done, but it'll get better. And I know it will get better.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Cosplay Melee, as the spiritual successor to Heroes of Cosplay, is also very relevant. They actually just premiered their series on March 21st, which was a Tuesday. And it is on Sci-Fi, or Sci-Fi, as people Sci-Fi. Lovingly say.
Sci-Fi!
Yes. And, well, there is one major downside to Cosplay Melee, and that's that unless you pay for cable, you only get the first episode free. So you can't watch it online. They do upload the episodes to their website, but you have to log in through your cable provider from episodes 2 forward.
My understanding is that, and I don't know if this is true or not, and usually Sci-Fi will do this, is that after a couple of weeks or after the first season premieres, then they'll have everything open for open access. So it may be a couple of weeks or maybe even be a couple of days that episode 2 will be available for free.
Yep. So do keep that in mind when you go to watch. If you're not a cable subscriber, you only get episode 1 for right now.
But for initial impressions, I'm really happy with the show so far.
I am definitely more pleased with it than I was Heroes of Cosplay.
Yep.
I don't have an aching, burning desire to stop watching after the first season.
And it's so funny is that after the end of the first episode, I immediately went back through our review of Heroes of Cosplay and went through my personal reviews that I did for another blog. And I was like, I think this is exactly what Amber and I really wanted Heroes of Cosplay to be. We wanted it to be a competition show where a bunch of cosplayers have a couple of days to make something together and they get judged on it. And I was like, hey, they took our idea. Good job for them.
So the premise of Cosplay Melee is basically an expanded, typical cosplay competition you would see at a convention. The difference is instead of doing it within a compacted 3-hour time period, they do it over 2 days. And you have 3 judges. So you have Vampy Bit Me, I believe, is one of them.
No, you got that incorrect totally. Okay. It's Leanna Vamp.
I knew it as soon as I said it too. Leanna Vamp is one of them. And they have Yvette Nicole Brown, who is from Community, I believe.
Yep. She's a regular on The Talking Dead, which is The Walking Dead's after show. And she's very, very avid in the nerd realm. She's at Comic-Con all the time.
Indeed. And the name of the third gentleman is escaping me. I know that he's a very big costumer in the movie and television realm.
Yes. His name is Brandon? Christian... No, Christian Beckman. He's a visual FX designer as well as a costumer. He's listed for Hunger Games and Star Trek. I think it's most important to note that he worked on Tron Legacy. That's just me. I think that's way more important. So yeah, he's got some major clout to back up his opinion.
Until I paid attention to the judges. No, I paid attention to the damn construction.
Which was really awesome.
So they have the 3 judges. And this is done in 2 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 4 cosplayers that begin each show. And the first round has it's a short challenge. It's an 8-hour challenge.
Yeah, it's always a prop round for the first round.
So far. We have been informed that there will be other episodes where it is more sewing based. But for right now, it's been mostly prop and armor making. So they'll have a short challenge in the first 8 hours, like make a headpiece. Or make a weapon. And they'll give you conditions under which you have to work. So they will give you your limitations, and then you have 8 hours in which to make this thing. they were given access to a large, very well-stocked workshop that had pretty much as many and all of the primary supplies that you could want. Now, I didn't see access to fancy things like a 3D printer, laser cutter, sandblaster, anything like that. They didn't have some of the higher end tools, but they had most of your average power tools that you would find in a shop.
Yeah. And actually, if you look at the article that we posted on our Facebook page that does the behind the scenes of their workshop, they actually talk about why they don't have a 3D printer or some of the laser cutters. And some of it was cost, but also with the 3D printers, a lot of that is just time with having to build it. I mean, having to actually build it in the program before it actually gets built in out of plastic. So, I mean, some of it was just time constraints. That's not something you can feasibly do with the 2 days they have to make an entire costume. So for them, that was just kind of out the window. But it was kind of cool that they, instead of like having, you know, oh, we think cosplayers might like this, like they actually asked the contestants, what do you want to see in the workshop? And then they provided it for them. So it was a lot of foam and a lot of googly eyes from what I read.
And a lot of this was probably sponsored by various vendors that they provided these products for them.
Yeah, I saw Rockstar Wigs is pretty much the primary wig vendor there.
Yes, and they had access to other things besides standard prop making supplies. So they had theatrical makeup supplies, they had wigs, they had prosthetics. They had pretty much the entire package when it comes to making a costume that was made available to them.
Mm-hmm.
So the first round ended. They would be judged, which was effectively like prejudging since it was craftsmanship, where they'd come up close and they'd look and you'd show your thing off. And they would choose one person at the end who won, because it's only round one, so they didn't win the whole thing. And they would get an advantage in the next round, which usually meant first pick at whatever conditions they were setting for the second round.
Yeah, so it's... Each show basically has its own theme,
right?
So you'll have a theme that actually has to be replicated throughout the rest of the show. So like the second round, they'll give you like extra conditions to work with. Like you have to do a sci-fi theme that's all Star Wars related. So you have to take this object that you've made in the first round and somehow convert it to work with your costume that now has to be Star Wars-y.
Right. So you either get first pick at materials or first pick at theme. You would get first pick at the thing. That's what the winner got. And then you'd have one loser who was unfortunately eliminated from the show, so that only three of the four cosplayers move on. So, you know, you would have, oh, we're sorry, you lost, say your goodbyes, and that person would leave. And then they would move on to the next challenge, which was 2 days to complete the costume, which meant full body costume. You have 2 days. That includes sleep time, kids.
And eating.
Yes. So they would be given additional conditions by the judges, like your costume has to incorporate these materials, or your costume has to incorporate this additional theme. And not only do they have to make the costume, but they also have to create an actual original character that has an actual backstory.
Just such a pain in the butt to do. I think most cosplayers' brains would fry out at that point, because most of us don't make original characters. We just take existing properties and make them into reality.
All of it had to be original.
Yeah.
Riff off of something that already exists. Unless it was significant riffing enough to be original. No copywriting, kids.
Yay.
So basically, at the end of that, they would do a catwalk. And they have the fog machines and they all come out and they're in character. You walk down the catwalk. Realistically, it probably only took them about 30 seconds each, even though the camera made it seem a lot longer because yay, cuts.
And slow motion. Woo! Yeah.
So they basically did the thing. And then, you know, you wouldn't get off the stage. You would just stand there in front of the judges and then the judges would do their thing, ask you questions. Usually it was only like one question per judge. Tell us about your character, tell us about your backstory, et cetera, et cetera. And then they would do their deliberations at the end and they would choose one winner. And there is only one winner. There are not runners up like there are in cosplay competitions normally. Just one. And they get the $10,000 prize at the end. So usually there's a lot of emotions, a lot of tears, understandable. You just won 10 grand. Now, throughout all this, now that we have the rundown of the show, so they do focus mostly on the actual making of the costumes. This is a big difference from Heroes of Cosplay, in my opinion, in that they didn't focus on the drama. It's not, you know, interpersonal drama. It's, yes, there is tension of the competition, but it's mostly the individuals competing on their own. It's not a headbutting thing, despite the graphics, which make it seem like, you know, physical fighting with swords and slashing and all this really weird stuff. Thanks, sci-fi.
You're good at that.
Yeah.
It's dumb, but it's kind of cool. I mean, just it's such a dramatic shift from what Heroes of Cosplay was. I think both in the first, and I remember this definitely in the second episode, where other people were coming up to other tables and be like, hey, are you done with that? Can I borrow it? Yeah, sure. I mean, it was a very friendly, interesting, and welcoming atmosphere. It was very nice to see, because that's typically what cosplay is like. You just never really see it.
And they'd walk up to other people and go, oh, hey, you know, let me see that thing you're working on.
Yeah,
well,
that's
that
so
looks
cool.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So they were very supportive of each other while working. It wasn't, you know, I'm going to keep all my stuff hidden from my competitors and it's all about the win and there's no camaraderie. No, they were actually really cordial toward each other.
Especially towards the end, whenever their final winner was chosen. I mean, they congratulated each other. They gave hugs. They were really happy. I mean, and very supportive. It was nice to see.
Definitely more friendly than Heroes of Cosplay. Yeah.
But I mean,
we mean no offense to anyone who was on Heroes of Cosplay. We love you guys. Just Cosplay Melee is more of the spirit of cosplay.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is also the editing, because so much of it gets left on the editing room floor and we have no clue what actually happened. The reality part of reality television is so completely made up. It's ridiculous. There are more editors and script writers. Yes, there are script writers for reality television than there are people who are actually in front of the camera. So who knows? It was probably all fine and dandy, and just the weird things that they cut made it into a drama-filled episode.
And one of the other things that was very consistent among the two episodes that they've shown thus far is time crunch. 2 days probably seems like a lot to do a costume, especially when you're handed a workshop that has everything you could need. You have to subtract at least 8 hours of sleep from that. You have to subtract eating time. So realistically, it's actually a lot less than 48 hours. It's probably closer to 36 hours.
Yeah, from what I was told, and let me pull up this stuff, because I know a couple people who've been on the show, and of course they didn't really announce it until recently because they weren't allowed to announce it. But the little tidbits that they gave me about it was that the two-day challenge was actually more like 15 hours each day. So they only had 30 hours to work on their stuff, and that was with bathroom breaks and having to stop to eat something while they're working. So it's just like, yeah. I don't think I could do that in 30 hours. And then the prop challenge for the first one is always an 8-hour challenge. So it's like, great. That's awesome. And they're expecting like movie quality stuff. Like you stepped out of Game of Thrones, or you're the newest Batman villain. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Or certainly items that would win standard cosplay competitions easily. So if you saw these at your local, you know, BlizzCon, it's like, yeah, they at least placed. Look at it and you'd know immediately. But it is really a massive time crunch. I know that there are people who can pull all-nighters and get it done, but those are generally rare. This is not something people do on a regular basis. So it really was a time crunch. And I know a lot of the competitors kept mentioning that they didn't have time to do proper patterning like they would have at home. They just kind of had to go headlong into it and just pray. There was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, as usually happens with cosplay, and a lot of, you know, sacrificing to the altar of cosplay, as it were, to make sure that this all got done when it needed to. And in the process of them doing this, aside from going time, they would explain what they were doing.
Yeah, that was nice. That was really cool.
Really helpful. They would talk about the materials they were using, what they were used for, how they're typically used. Nothing too technical, but even when you're working with epoxy putty, if you say something as simple as, you know, I have a part A, a part B, I smash them together and mix them and it warms in your hand and becomes pliable. Great. That's the only explanation you need for epoxy putty.
Yeah, it was perfect. I didn't need to know anything else about it.
Exactly. So they get into it just enough for you to know what they do. And then they just go and they do it. And you can see that they're working with a lot of very common materials for cosplayers. There's your hot glue. There's your Bondo. Your different types of foams. Your googly eyes. Your thermoplastics. Black Warbler was used quite a bit.
Oh, man, they had a ton of Black Warbler. I was really surprised by that.
You know, they used PVC pipe. And then they used most of the standard tools like heat guns and belt sanders. Your standard hot glue guns. High temp hot glue guns, which was amusing. They used all sorts of finishing products like shellac. I wouldn't be surprised if there was Mod Podge in there.
I'm sure there is.
So it was very, very standard materials, nothing terribly high tech. And they'd walk you through what they were doing. You could see all of the patterning as they were doing it. So it was very, not quite educational, but it was definitely informative. It wasn't to the point where if I showed this to somebody that they can replicate it, but at least they can understand what's going on. And I found that to be a massive improvement. Yay. Thank you. Good job.
So yeah, it's definitely really cool. And the other thing is that the first two episodes have been very much more armor focused. I was really surprised by that with Game of Thrones, but there's not a whole lot you can do with 2 days when it's Game of Thrones because you can't really embroider in 2 days. It's just not going to happen in any universe. But what people were telling me is that those who were chosen were kind of grouped up with people. Cannot speak. I'm sorry.
I know the feeling. Blah.
They were trying to group up people with the same skill set. So if you were really good at sewing and that was your primary, you know, calling, they would make sure that your other competitors were also really good at sewing. They wouldn't pair up a sewer with an armor crafter, with a prop maker, with a wig stylist. It's just, they knew that they'll be just too diverse and too distinct that it's just like, nope, can't do that. We need to have people who have the same skill set. So that way you're all on the same playing field. So even though these first two episodes are more armor heavy, we're going to get to see more of the sewing and the wig stuff later. So that's kind of cool to know. And I actually like all the themes that they have played out so far. It's listed on a Wikipedia page. They've done space opera was their first one, and then Thrown Off, which was Game of Thrones oriented. I enjoyed the crowd out of that. That was great. Next one is Angels and Demons, and it looks like a lot of the materials that they're going to be using are, it's like a good mixture of sewing as well as armor and prop making. So it's kind of a good in-between class. They have one that's specifically for anime. So it looks like it's a lot of fun with the themes they're coming up with.
So far, so good. We are enjoying the series. So we will see what happens as they continue through the season. I don't know how many episodes that they have for this season.
Six episodes.
Six. So it is like Heroes of Cosplay.
Oh yeah, just six episodes. And they've already casted for the next season. So I guess they're anticipating that it's going to do really well. I haven't had a chance to check out the ratings. I think I need to because I'm curious to see if there's a drop off this week. Maybe the Game of Thrones theme kept people interested because Game of Thrones, how can you not like that?
Plus large armor is almost always impressive.
Right. My other thing that I really, really appreciate about this show is that the variety of people that they've had on so far. It hasn't been the stereotypical skinny female cosplayer who's 5'10 and looks like a model. It's all shapes, all sizes, all skin tones. I mean, you name it. And they all have such unique and various backgrounds, but they all love cosplay and they all love being nerds. And it's just so cool to see. It's like, this is the spirit of cosplay. This is what we need. This is the happy show that we should have sent out into the world first.
So if you guys would like to watch, it is on Sci-Fi Channel. You can watch the episodes on their website after they have aired if you miss it on air. And that is Tuesday nights at 9 Central.
Thanks, so, Efi. All right. I think we've covered our crap today.
We have covered our crap today. We hope you guys enjoyed those reviews. If you would like to download Cosmunity, you can find it in the Android Play Store, the Google Play Store. And of course, as we mentioned, if you would like to find Cosplay Melee, you can find it on the Sci-Fi Channel, or you can simply Google for Cosplay Melee. Hopefully you guys enjoy that. Otherwise, we hope everybody at Fan Expo this weekend has an absolutely fantastic time. We know that their cosplay contest will be phenomenal, so good luck to everybody competing. Please make sure to send us pictures if you have them. Otherwise, we will see you guys next episode in 139.
Make sure to check us out on all our social media here and here and here. I'm still trying to figure out where to stick the Twitch one because I don't know. It's just going to keep sitting on top of my face. But remember, contact us. Drop us a line. We love to see you.
Bye, guys.